This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The London Fire Brigade's high ladder reached only to Grenfell Tower's 10th floor and was called to the scene nearly half an hour after other units, a fire official said. Organizers of the main march against the G20 gathering in Hamburg, Germany, said about 76,000 people were taking part and tens of thousands of police officers were mobilized to keep watch. A populist former martial arts star and businessman has won the runoff election as president of Mongolia, according to election commission results there. On basic popularity, Trump is easily the most disliked politician among Wisconsin voters, with 54% holding an unfavorable view of him and 40% a favorable one. It's the same in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Both states, Trump narrowly won. In Michigan, just 35% of voters approved of his job performance in a late May poll, with 61% disapproving. In Pennsylvania, 37% supported his job performance, while 49% did not, according to a May poll by Franklin and Marshall College. Decline in rooftop solar production has also coincided with a concerted and well-funded lobbying campaign by traditional utilities, which have been working in state capitals across the country to reverse incentives for homeowners to install solar panels. Utilities argue that rules allowing private solar customers to sell excess power back to the grid at the retail price, a practice known as net metering, can be unfair to homeowners who do not want or cannot afford their own solar installations. In Charlottesville, Virginia, about 50 members of the Klan, some wearing hooded white robes, shouted "White Power" at Justice Park as more than 1,000 people protested their presence by hurling insults, water bottles, and apple cores. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, blocking the exit of the Klan. In 2014, the top states that black millennial migrants moved to were Texas, Georgia, Florida, and North Carolina. California remained the only state among the top five outside the South. The pattern is different for their white counterparts. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.